Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. Oh, this is so fun. I have a repeat customer. Yay me. We are talking today with published author Christina Alonji. She has recently had another book published, and Citadel is going to be coming out in later June. We cannot wait to hear about that. But first of all, it's so great to see you. Congratulations on your successes.
Thank you so much, and thank you for bringing me back here.
So excited for you. So, Christina, you have a last name that a lot of people in Hastings know because of your father, but your mom actually also is very established in her career as well. Why don't you tell us about your folks?
Yeah, so my dad, as most people know, Anthony Alonji, he was on the city council for 12 years. He's largely responsible for the car shows. So he's done a lot for this community and the downtown district especially. My mother uses the pen name Mary Janice Davidson, and she is a best-selling author of Paranormal Romance. We were actually just talking about some of her next pitches for her agent earlier today. She's got a lot of fun, funny stuff planned. Apparently, monster romances are a thing. I don't know. Okay, there's a reason I avoid the genre. And she's going to try her hand at it. So, you know, good luck to her. I am never going to read it. Godspeed, mother.
Monster romances are a thing.
They've been a thing for a while. Apparently,
is that paranormal? That's not paranormal.
I mean, you could classify paranormal under it. Like, vampires, werewolves are classified monsters. But when I say monster romance, I'm talking tentacles and kaiju, stuff like that.
Right.
So, like, humans are weird. I'm aromantic asexual. I don't experience romantic or sexual attraction, so it's already weird to me, but, like, this just seems far out.
Well, congratulations to your mom on her successes, but we're here to talk about you today, and I'm so happy for you. Before we went on the air, you said it's really fun to call yourself a published author, but you have written other books before.
Yeah, I have. You know, I've done, you know, novellas and short stories. So, yeah, I could be calling myself a published author pretty much since college. My vision of a successful author is someone who is, like, able to largely support themselves on their writing and also inspire a good chunk of people, whether that's inspiration to create their own things or it's inspiration to think more critically about the institutions that surround us or to try to be better people, more courageous people, whatever that inspiration is. So that's kind of what I think of when I think of successful author. And when I think published author, I think it's very old school thought. You know, there's something that you can pull from a shelf that has my name on it. And until very recently, that wasn't really a thing. I had some other stuff under a different pen name, and I was still kind of figuring myself out and my writing style out with that. This feels more like a clean slate. It feels like I've mostly figured out the writing thing, and I am figuring out the publishing thing. I have been stumbling through that since 2019, and now I'm never going to call myself an expert, but I will say that I know more than most.
Did your mom help you navigate that? Because when I talk to other authors, that really is daunting.
It really is. And she has been a really great source of advice for me. Like, you know, we're a family friend of ours. He runs an event center and he wants to do something like for local authors, you know, with me and my mom for like some sort of Q&A/book signing. Thing in late June. We're still hammering out the details of that. And of course, book signing is going to be a thing. And so I immediately turned to mom and I'm just like, how do those actually work? Like, do we order the books from a publisher? Does the publisher give it to us? Do we give them away for free? Do people have to buy them? Like, if
people
we're doing...
have to buy them.
Yes. Like, we want them to buy them, but this isn't going to be in a bookstore. It's going to be like in an event center. So like, how do we do that? What's the logistics of that?
You want people to buy your books, Christina.
I know, but like, people are broke and I want them to read it anyway.
No. Christina. Yeah, maybe get your dad involved.
Okay, yes.
Yeah,
I mean, financial piece,
maybe. Yeah, yeah. Oh, Christina, I'm so excited for you. So Citadel is your book that is coming out, but it is published.
Yes, so, June 20th is when everyone can read it.
So when you say everyone can read it, that's what we call the book launch.
Book launch, yeah.
And what does that book launch look like?
So it's... That is in flux. I mean, the age of the internet has seriously changed that. When people think book launch or book publication, we tend to think of the old school, you know, the author going on a book tour around the states or the cities or whatever. They tend to think of, you know, in-person signings, a lot of, you know, talk shows and radios and all that stuff. And some of that stuff is still a thing. But with the internet and especially, you know, the age of the pandemic, it's also become a lot more digital. It's become a lot more important to have a social media presence and a following of people who are tuned into you and want to hear what you have to say outside of your books as well as in your books.
And that's new?
That's fairly new. It's, you know, it used to be like the book was what mattered. Now it's more the person is what mattered. It's publishers will take a chance on an author who has never published a page in their life if they have a decent social media following.
What do you think of that?
I mean, having a social media following and being very active on TikTok and having a TikTok series.
Isn't that the Chinese spying on us, though?
Oh, no, it's not. Oh, yes. Okay, Facebook's also spying on you. Guess what?
You forget I'm a parrot, too, honey. Okay, keep going. Sorry.
Anyway.
My mom gene just came out, Christina. It took over. Sorry.
I mean, it's hard to get a following, to have a group of people, never mind thousands of people.
Right, but you're also what's called a content creator.
So what that means, and that has a variety of different forms, where in my case, I make TikTok videos. I have a series called Cafe Latte, spelled a cafe run by fairies, and I make little skits of them, and I post them pretty much every day. It's its own story. And that's a story that people tune in on. There's other people who have other types of stories. There's Hell's Bells, which is about the help desk of hell, done by See Ya Later. That's hilarious. You should check it out, especially if you've ever worked retail. You know, just people sharing little mini stories online, usually very inspired by their own lives. And it's hard to do that. It's very difficult. It's a different type of writing than what most people are used to.
And I bet.
Yeah, and it's relentless. With a novel or a short story or a novella, you write it, you revise it, and then it's pretty much done. You don't really have to think about it afterwards. But with this content creation, it's all day, every day. You have to have something almost every day if you want to grow your following, if you want people to remember you and pay attention to you. And you also have to be careful of what message you're sending out, because it's going to spread a lot faster than any movie, show, or book. So there's a lot that goes into that, and you have to do it in a way that strikes the tone you want, whether you want people to laugh, you want people to cry, you want them to coo over funny dog videos. There's We Rate Dogs, which is just, you know, he's a content creator. If you've ever seen him on Twitter or TikTok or videos where he's basically just giving the 14 out of 10s, the 15 out of 10s, the Senior Pup Saturday, where he's literally just constantly searching for dogs and going through stories that other people send him, choosing the best one for the reaction that he wants, coming up with a funny little missive for it, and doing that every single day. And then there's also merch, because, you know, you don't often get paid just for people watching you. You often have to sell something. So there's creating and selling that. There's a lot that goes into it.
So it's a different creative side for you then.
Yes.
I mean, they're both writing, as you said.
Yes, they are both writing. They're both storytelling in a way, but there are different demands of it. I will say that the content creation is a lot more intensive. I have had to go on hiatus from that more than once just to give myself a break. And you don't think that, because like, oh, it's social media. You just post a video and then you're done. Like,
well, and especially they're short videos, right?
3 to 6 minutes.
Okay.
But the thing is, like, first of all, you have to plan it out. In my case, that means scripting it out. You have to then film them. And it's not just one. You can either do one a day, which will eat into your schedule, or you can film all of them in a single day, which is what I tend to do, but it will sink an entire afternoon.
Of course.
And then you have to edit them, so it actually makes sense, because I'm playing anywhere from 3 to 6 different characters in a single video. And over the course of, say, 10 videos, that number can go up to a dozen different people. So you have to edit in a way that it makes sense that I'm all these different people and not hopelessly confusing everyone. And this is all after brainstorming and actually figuring out, is people going to actually like this? Are they going to watch this? Is it actually going to do what I want to do and spread my message and introduce people to me? Or am I just wasting my time? You kind of don't know until you do it, but eventually as you get better at it, it becomes a little more intuitive. You can kind of get a sense for like, yeah, they're going to love this, or no, they're not really going to like this one. We'll scrap that idea. And then you have to post it, schedule it once a day, maybe twice a day. And then you have to, you know, also deal with the comments. And a lot of times the comments are very uplifting, or sometimes people are asking questions and you have to kind of answer all of those. Sometimes there you got some hate comments and you have to deal with that. And then the whole thing starts all over again, day after day, week after week.
How do you have time to write your books?
Well, that's why I tend to go on hiatus every now and then. So I do have time. And sometimes it's just a matter of time management.
But this content creative piece of what you do has certainly helped you, you're saying, in your book. So let's talk more about your book, Citadel. Mm-hmm. How long has that been in the works for you?
Since I was 12, basically. the first manuscript that I ever wrote was when I was 12 years old. And you can pretty much trace a line from that to Citadel today. And just endless revisions, changing who the main character is. Olivia, the main character of Citadel, she was a side character in that manuscript I wrote when I was 12. They kind of, the main characters who were all a bunch of animals, there was like a wolf, a tiger, an eagle. So they were all just animals. They weren't aliens. It was very much inspired by Warriors, the cat clans who fight each other. Very much like that. Well, they had to stop by her place to like get directions or guidance or whatever. And she just kind of slowly but surely became the main character over the course of these endless revisions. That version that you have sitting on your desk next to you, the earliest version of that Citadel has been since 2018, 2019. So not that long enough. it takes a while. I got the publishing contract for it in 2021. So it took about 2 years, basically, to write it in a way that I was satisfied with and that my publisher was actually interested in.
So, Christina, did you actually have the book written and then you shopped for a publisher? How does that work?
Yes. So for newbie authors, you have to have a manuscript if you're going to shop around. They have to know that you can actually deliver the goods. I mean, think of how many people you've met.
You're right.
Who said, I will write a book one day, or I wish I could write a book one day, and then they never do. And no hate to them. Writing a book is hard.
I see what you're saying.
For publishers publishers and editors, they have, it's their business. It's money. They have to know that you can actually give them a product that they can sell. So if you're a new author, a debut author, you have to have a manuscript ready to go. Then you ideally would shop around for literary agents who are going to know exactly which publishers and editors are looking for what, and they're also going to know the best ways to pitch it to them. They're going to be able to negotiate a higher contract for you. So my literary agents, originally I was just going to get 15 grand for a Citadel. They bumped it up to 20 grand. They, of course, get 15%. That's the pretty standard
Congrats
rate.
To you, though. That's
Thank
just
you.
Incredible.
By the way, for anyone listening, if an agent is demanding more than 15% or worse, an upfront payment, scram. That's a scam. They will never charge you or take a fee. They're just going to earn 15% of whatever you earn from the deals that they help you set up.
Okay, public service announcement.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then once you have a literary agent, then they will find you an editor or publisher and get the best deal for you. And that's generally how that works. I ended up finding the publisher first, almost by accident, because I was really frustrated because no one was accepting my query letter. And I get that. I knew going in, I'm going to get like 99 rejections. Right around 30, I decided to go to Facebook. I'm in a truly tremendous amount of writing groups on Facebook. And I basically said, hey guys, this is the template that I've been using for my query letter. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. Please pick it apart, which is really great. I got a lot of great feedback on that. But another person in one of those writing groups worked for a publishing company. His name was Rick. He said, your book sounds really interesting. This is who I am. You can verify that I am real and that I actually work for this place. Send me the first 50 pages. And then he asked for the whole manuscript. And then he sent me an offer. And I was so excited. I didn't even read the whole offer all the way through before I was calling my mom.
Yeah.
And she said, that is great. That's congratulations. Don't sign anything until you get a literary agent. I was like, yeah, that's what I thought. And I replied back to Rick, the publisher, saying, I will absolutely accept your offer, but I'm not signing anything until I get a literary agent. And the thing is, Rick is also a writer in addition to working for a publishing company. So we have the same literary agents because he's represented as an author by Leslie and Julie from Seymour Agency. And they're really great. They basically work together to represent me and to give me marketing advice and all that jazz. So that was pretty easy, and they immediately bumped up the contract to a better offer.
Boy, that's just awesome. Christina, tell me a little bit about the genre that you write in, and then for people listening, give them a little synopsis of the book, and so they to pique their interest.
Okay, so I write a little of everything. Science fiction, fantasy, the TikTok stuff is urban fantasy or paranormal. For Citadel, that is science fiction. We're playing fast and loose with the definition of science. The short version is that you have a 19-year-old, nonverbal, autistic woman named Olivia, who's living in Citadel, the only human city on an alien planet. They are at war with what they think are demons of the forest that surrounds them. They're actually telepathic, telekinetic wolves with wings. And she has to convince her ableist, sexist, dogmatic society to stop fighting them. That's pretty much what that is. Longer version, Olivia lost her boyfriend to this war. His name was Elias. You read it, you know he dies in the prologue. Spoiler alert, I guess. And she has just about had enough. So she has this chance run-in with one of these creatures, realizes that they're not the brainless, bestial animals that she's been led to believe, that they're actually sentient, that they're people. So now she's more confused. So she goes on a very ill-advised, very dangerous solo journey into this flooded forest to get answers, to figure out how to communicate with these people, to ask them, why are you guys fighting us? To ask them, why did you kill my boyfriend? And to hopefully put a stop to this. And she makes some friends along the way, she makes some enemies along the way, and then she almost dies multiple times. And it's all fun.
Christina, so if people really want to hear more about this, would you recommend that they go to your website? Can you buy books off your website, or where should we look for this book and when?
Gotcha. So my website is C, the letter C, M, as in Marie, Alonji.com, and there will be links to where you can purchase it on the Citadel page. It's going to be available on Amazon. It's going to be available on Barnes & Noble. It's available in hard copy, in ebook format, and in Audible. And that will be June 20th.
Lots coming up.
I know. And if you're impatient for that, I also have an epic fantasy novella series, so shorter than novels, called Blackwing. You can also see that on my website, also available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Only ebook format for now. We're working on the audio. I'm working on the physical. But it's basically about a paladin and a necromancer who are forced to work together to save the world, which is based on ancient Greece and Rome.
Great to see you.
Thank you so much for having me, Mo.
Congratulations again. Our guest today, Christina Alonji, and she has a great book coming out called Citadel. Do visit her website to learn more, cmalonji.com. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.